This is Customer Appreciation Month, so we're giving away Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirts, Phil Hendry Show t-shirts, Phil Hendry Show ball caps, Phil Hendry Show coffee mugs, which looks something like that. We've got our shot glasses. Probably what I ought to do, and it would be not a bad thing to do, is like put up on the screen, you know, what all is in our shop, man. As we continue with our, you know, customer appreciation for May, we gave away our iPads, and we are, at this particular juncture, now giving away any and all to what you may or may not like. What's this, clothes and stuff? Yeah. What is this, bud?
Yeah, it's the stuff you'd wear in going out to various functions.
Yes, things you'd wear to going to various functions. There's the Je T'aime Lingerie Rudy Canosa t-shirt, Ted's Beverly Hills t-shirt. Ted's Beverly, well, we're not giving away the hoodies. The hoodies are off the table. Now, we also have the Phil Hendry Show t-shirt there. I mean, you know, whatever. And there's the ball cap. But the hoodie, no. And we also have collectibles. There's the keychain, there's the mug, there's the shot glass. Okay, cool, great. So give us a shout, give us a yank, pull on it, grab it, do whatever you want with it. And our number 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And is it a hot motherfucker in this motherfucker? Yes, it is. But that's okay. I'm not going to bitch. I'm not going to complain. So I went out, had my pictures taken yesterday. Matt Stassi is the photographer in Hollywood. Great guy. Great guy. And he and his wife live down there in Hollywood near the Raleigh Studios. And he's from Iowa originally, but just a regular dude. And we went out and he shot the my headshots. And these are I have to have these. I haven't done them in 6 years. The old picture that I have is 6 years old, and you can't do that. So we went and we had some new pictures taken. And it was a lot of fun. Just went to different. He likes to shoot at locations, so he doesn't have a studio. He likes to go out. He doesn't use makeup. All of these things that a lot of photographers use, such as makeup, such as studio shots, and a lot of them do location shoots, but they're heavy on the makeup. And he was telling me that when he's shooting men, he doesn't like to over makeup guys. Women, they want it, and you have to be ready to use it. But we were all over town. We were in the parking structure at Arclight, which is a theater on Hollywood, on Sunset Boulevard. Then we went over to some storefront and bar fronts off of Hollywood Boulevard. Then we were on Sunset Strip in front of the Trocadero, which was closed. So all of this is just sort of location is what we would call it. All right, let me see what I got here. Good morning, and what is your username?
Cowboy0210.
Cowboy0210. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. What city are you calling from?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Sweet. Let me see here, man. What we got for you is just some really easy shit. As you were listening yesterday, we're probably going to give you something anyway. But I got to make it official in case somebody's listening that counts money. In what state was I born?
I believe that was Florida.
No.
Okay.
California. But that's okay. I worked in Florida for many, many years.
I knew that.
Yeah, many, many years. All right, so what do you want, man? Like I said, anything but the hoodie.
I would love a t-shirt.
You want a Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, a Rudy Canosa Je T'aime Lingerie shirt, a... what else we got, man? And then we have the Phil Hendry Show t-shirt.
Just a Phil Hendry Show t-shirt.
You got it, dude. All right. So it is Cowboy...
0210.
Cowboy 0210. It's going out to you, man. You'll get an email to confirm it. And it's great of you to get up this morning and talk to us.
Thank you.
All right, dude. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. That's an unfortunate perception that I was born in Florida. Wow. Wow. What a disgrace. I'm kidding. Sorry, I shouldn't be a dick, but I am, you know. Where did you say I was born? Florida. How dare you? How dare... Okay. Let's go to another person.
Hello.
Good morning. And what's your username?
Hey, Phil, it's Uriel.
Again? God damn, girl. I'm going to be... Although I haven't given you anything, have I?
No, you haven't. That's right. Why I'm calling back.
You're getting a lot more, you know, I notice, you know, looser. You're getting more confrontational. That's good. No, it's good. You'll be calling in some morning going, where is my prize? All right. Uriel?
I think so. Damn it.
Yeah. Now, you got to be an old-time Phil Hendry listener for this one. I hope you are.
All right.
What city is Steve Bozell originally from?
Oh, here we go with the cities.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. This is very, very key to the Phil Hendry.
Okay.
What do they call
Steve Bozell? Let me see. Steve Bozell. Okay, I want to say Culver City. I don't know.
No. Culver City's pretty common. Steve is originally and his family from Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah. However, the good news for you, Uriel, you freeloader, I'm joking, is you have your option here of anything you want here except for the Attention Beverly Hills hoodie. We have our collectibles, which is the mug, the shot glasses. Oh, by the way, the shot glasses we're giving away in what we call our hangover. So we're giving away four of those. Then we have a keychain. Then we have the Ted's T-shirt, the Je T'aime Rudy Canosa. That's a ladies' tee. Might be nice. Then we have
Do you have the Je T'aime T-shirt?
We do, yeah. You want that?
That's the one I want.
All right, honey. Now, what is your username again?
Uriel M, as in Mary.
U-R-I?
E-U-R-I-E-L-M.
E-U-R-I-E-L-M.
That's it.
All right. You'll get a confirming email, Uriel. And then, hopefully, we'll never hear from you again. I'm joking, of course.
You know, Phil, I'm going to always call you.
Yeah. You do that. I mean, hey, some people make their living doing this kind of thing. Did you know that?
That would be me.
Yeah, no,
Only for you, though. I don't call anybody else.
All right, awesome. Okay,
you're all right.
And what city are you in? Tampa, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. See you
take
later.
Care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Uriel. She finally got something from us. She's in Tampa. All right, 855-500-7445. Got one more that we'll give away, and then we will do it again tomorrow, and then we'll do it again all month. Okay, so it's... And you know what, man? We'll probably sort of maybe spread it out into the show hours as well. It is our Customer Appreciation Month. We certainly do. And I want to give away some things to our... Level one people who are the audio only cats, so, and they're listening, right? Well, wait a minute. Why don't I turn this off that way? Should we be, you know what? Fuck it. We'll just leave the free, we'll leave the pre-show free this month. Is that what we should do? So that our audio only guys, well, no, audio only guys would, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I tell you what, Alex, if you think we should turn the pre-show off the free feed, go ahead and go in there and turn it off. At this particular point, I forget, man. All right, one more to give away here, and then we're rock and roll, and let's find out who it is. Good morning. What's your username?
Bianco.
It's what?
Josh Bianco.
Josh.
That's my name.
That's your username?
Yes, it is.
Josh Bianco. Okay. Let's see, Josh. Where are you calling from? What city?
Salem, Oregon.
In Salem, Oregon. Okay. What war did General Galen Shaw fight in?
Battle of the Bulge?
The Battle of the Bulge? No. He was in the Vietnam War. Although the Battle of the Bulge was a battle, it wasn't a war. But hey, it's okay. So what would you like, Josh? Did you know that the Battle of the Bulge was part of a war?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so it would have been... All right. Yeah. No, it's all right. Here's a ball cap, T-shirts, collectibles, dog shit, whatever you'd like.
I have plenty of that.
You got plenty of dog
shit. I would like a Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt.
You got it, man. Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt it is. Josh Bianco or Bianco. And you spelled
Bianco.
That. Yeah, you spelled
B-I.
That.
B-I.
B as
B-I.
A boy.
Yep.
Right. Okay, you got it, brother. All right, and it's on its way along with a confirming email, so we know that it's you and not some interloper. All right, brother, thanks for calling us, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. That dude's from Salem. We had a winner from Tampa, and we had a winner from Salt Lake, Sankey. Cool. Thank you very much, everybody, for being a part of this fantabulous thing this morning. So we had three winners. What, three more tomorrow? And, okay, am I doing that good? Yeah. Yes, Alex did go in and turn it off. Sorry. That's after I said to him, hey, man, let me deal with this, you know, the Samcast. You know, I'm, let me, all right. Our downloads are inching up there. I think that's fantastic. With, you know, just sitting out here nude, actually changing the show the way we have. And because the show has just completely flipped over the last year, I would say. And it's much more freewheeling, and it's a podcast, so it's now shorter, and it probably always should have been shorter, to be honest with you. Through all of that, we've held on to our listeners, and we are now, in terms of downloads, actually increasing. One of the things that happens anytime you change a show or you change anything is you see a you see an audience erosion, and we haven't seen that, and I'm really, really grateful for that. All right, so anyway, yesterday, yeah, it was pretty heavy. It wasn't heavy. I mean, we went out and we did pictures. I got to tell you, my friend Allison Reynolds, who is just the best in the history of the world, man, she is really a classy, first-rate photographer. I mean, she's done God knows what. She's professional print spreads. She's worked for Playboy magazine. She's a total 1,000% professional. And when it came time for me to get my pictures done, I have a manager, and she immediately had this guy Matt Stassi. And I thought, you know, Allison's pretty busy, so I went with him, and we did these color pictures yesterday, and it was a lot of fun, so thanks a lot for that, Matt. And he's a guy, he's an interesting guy. He came to California as an actor. I'd say he's, I don't know, maybe early 40s. And he was always interested in photography. He was telling me he'd be someplace with his wife, and he'd see a camera, and he'd say, geez, I'd really like that camera. She finally said to him one day, she says, you know what, why don't you just goddamn get the camera now, okay? You keep talking about that camera. He goes, you know, I will. So he bought the camera, and it's one of those things in life, you know, where you just know you were meant to do something, you know, you had this interest. And those, maybe you guys in your life, you've just discovered something, you know? So he got the camera, and he began teaching himself, reading everything he could, learning everything he could about photography and about how to pose people and how to do headshot photography. Because as an actor, he realized, as anybody would, you got to have headshots. That's what it's the number one thing that you need as an actor when you're introducing yourself to anybody, casting director, so on. And he decided to go into that line of business to work for actors doing headshots, and that's what we did yesterday, and just cruised around Hollywood and just did these different locations for these. And I was really happy, man, because I don't like doing these kinds of things. I hate doing pictures. First of all, because I hate looking at myself in a photograph. I don't think I look good. And secondly, all the fucking makeup and shit. This guy doesn't use any, you know. He just says, stand there, Phil, and, you know, do this and do that. And, you know, like the, and bam, 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 bam. This cat is just rolling, you know. And so it was a really enjoyable day as opposed to, and I hadn't slept the night before. I'd had another bout of insomnia Sunday night, which is just fucked up, you know. And as Margaret said, you know, I'm bound to have a goddamn brain tumor one of these days. Who knows, you know. Man jailed 13 years late, set free after months behind bars. 13 years! Oh, he was jailed 13 years late, set free after months behind bars. 13 years later, he's jailed. And he was set free after months behind bars. What? I wonder what he was put in jail for. All right. Yeah. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Okay, so welcome to the pre-show. What else is happening here, man? So, yeah, I hadn't, just to give you the rundown on this whole thing, I had not had any sleep. I was dreading the fucking day. I was just dreading the day, you know. But I realized, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, and I have a show to prepare for 1 month off now. I got 30 fucking days. Our second one-man show, which will be in Los Angeles at, as yet, we know where it's going to be, but I don't want to say. And at some point, we're going to have to get fucking tickets rolling for this thing, man. I probably should tell, get the guys going on that. But there I am. I'm like, no goddamn sleep. I'm like, fuck me. So, well, you know, got to do it. Got done with the show. Picked up all my shit. Got in a truck. Down to this cat's house. And I'd worked one other guy that I'd worked with. He did headshots. He did headshot photography. Worked at his house using his backyard. So it's really interesting how different photographers work to do. Some guys do studios. Some guys work outside. He used his backyard as the location. And really, all you're doing is, you guys know, if you know, you guys that are into photography, the background becomes just this blurred. What do you guys call that in photography? It's a, like, just a pattern. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of light and dark. And depending upon what you're using, whether they're tree leaves or whether it's a windows or anything, that's all that really is. You're not going, oh, I'd like to have a garage behind this guy, because you're not really seeing the fucking garage you're seeing. And yesterday, I don't know why this stuff is interesting to me, but yesterday he's getting my picture, and we're on Sunset Boulevard, and right behind him comes a big city bus that has a huge orange advertisement of some kind. And right behind me then, reflected off the glass, was a big orange fucking pumpkin, you know. He said, that's perfect. Click, click. No, he's got to get rid of that shit. So some of the news stories, which I'm like completely spacing out on, this Nigerian girl kidnapping thing. What the... Also, Liverpool tied, or it was a draw with Crystal Palace. Now, if you're not an English football fan, I understand. It's okay. I won't take too much time. But it's a shocker, because Liverpool was all but a shoe-in for its first league championship in England since 89, I think. They were set. It was all beautiful. The fans of Big Red, as they call them, it was going to be a great thing. And they stumbled against... They lost to, I want to say, Manchester City. No. They lost to somebody else last week, and then they had a draw this week with Crystal Palace. Big, big fucking fuck-up. Because Crystal Palace last year wasn't even playing in the Premier League. They were in what is called the Football Championship, or I think it's called the Football Championship League. It's the second level down. Crystal Palace had been relegated, I think, a year or two before, and they're down there in championship level football, and now they get bumped up. They got into the playoffs and they won promotion, and they are playing in the Premier League this year along with Hull City and Cardiff, and two other teams that got promoted, and have had an outstanding second half of the season. They've assured themselves of survival in the top division, and they're going to be playing in the Premier League next year. So they really are playing pretty free and easy. They got nothing to lose. It's all just a beautiful thing, and they go out. They go down, I think, 3-0. I think Liverpool went out to a lead, and they came back and tied their fucking asses, if you're ready for this shit. And that's, you know, here's a team, Liverpool, have been playing like a motherfucker all year. They've got the player of the year. Suarez just got the Premier League's equivalent of the most valuable player, player of the year. And Brendan Rodgers did a great fucking job with this team. They have a huge following inside and outside of England. They have a huge, obviously huge following. They just fucking trounced Everton. Everton sucks. Everton, you know, my team just fucking sucked the last 3 weeks, last 4 weeks, whatever it was. They got beat by Southampton, and this past weekend they lost another fucking game to somebody, I forget who. I think it was Manchester City. So they blew. But Liverpool, which was all but assured of the championship of the league, sucked dick. I'm sorry to say it that way, guys, but you know, I would put it no less for any other team that I support. You know, sucked the wang. And now, big questions whether these motherfuckers they're not going to win the league. I mean, it's now they have in Premier League, they call having a game in hand, meaning you have one more game than the other guy to play. So you have one more opportunity to score points than the other guy. And I believe Manchester City has a game in hand over Liverpool. So it's it ain't any good, man. I'll read the story on the air if Margaret will let me.
Well, I don't know. This discussion of soccer, I think...
Now you got to call it football.
I know it's called football. Frank and I have traveled extensively in England. But I don't think... Well, personally, I think it's... Actually, no, I've changed my opinion. No, I think it's very le continental. You know, I love the continental, you know...
Oh, now all of a sudden you do.
No, not all of a sudden I do. Phil, you take something that I've sculpted beautifully, and you begin to urinate, just, you play urinal football with it. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't know what you mean by urinal football.
Don't tell me that you don't, because Frank said that you do.
All right. How would Frank know?
Because Frank stood next to you at a urinal. That's why, all right?
Now, Jesus H. Christ. Okay. All right. I don't know. What would you do? What would you do? Now, I don't ask you guys. I want to know how somebody's doing, and I haven't talked to her in 6 months, 7 months. And I did my usual, this is what I am, this is who I am. If you want to know who I am, here it is. I get into a panic when I'm with a female. I get into a panic that she's stealing my life from me, she's robbing my identity, she's smothering me. I get into some panic, and I immediately just, I do the equivalent of putting a fucking gun to the relationship's head and just, just pull the fucking trigger and blow the fucking brains of the relationship all over the fucking stairwell. I mean, yeah. It's violent and it's immediate, and it's not violent violence, not physically violent, but it's emotionally jarring. And then as the weeks and the months roll by, I begin to have regrets, and oh God, you know, and then I want to know, well, how is someone doing? And I think I just leave well enough alone. That's what I'm learning now. I'm just learning, just fuck it. Fuck it. You know, live and learn it. Don't do it again, man. But don't go back there and try to, you know, apologize or anything like that, because you can't, man. You cannot. The best way to apologize to somebody is to live your fucking life better. Some people you can. Some people would want an apology, but I don't know. But I'm such a asshole, that I don't doubt that it's not anything anybody, you know, would even wants to approach me on. So, but that's what I do. And the other thing is, man, I think I'm just always going to be a guy that just travels better, lighter, alone, by myself. Just, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't like being married or being with somebody, but I don't want to be encumbered by things. If I need to move, there's certain things in my life that are not negotiable. I know, I'll probably pay for it. I there's no question I'll pay for it, you know, somehow, however you pay for those things, maybe in the hereafter or some shit, or I'll fucking die, and they won't find my ass for like 3 days, you know, because there's no one here to discover the body. But I will say that, I mean, that's just kind of, I know that about myself, and I accept that. You know, I accept that. I would rather, as I've said, I would rather be alone than have some fucked up goddamn relationship, man. It's as simple as that. You know, I just would rather than have some of the relationships I've had, you know, have the marriage that I had. No, I would rather be fucking single, man. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, I just... And the other thing I know about myself is I've always recognized how emotionally limited I am and how limited I am in terms of that, all that groovy stuff. So I've always tried to make up for it Don't you think there I'm not trying to change the subject. Don't you think there should be a law against the vice president and president being on sitcoms? Is that not okay? They got Michelle Obama on Veep. Michelle Obama and Joe Biden, and they're raiding the kitchen. That's fucking awesome. That's awesome. Biden appears in Veep clip. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and it's fucking Biden, and then Michelle Obama comes into the kitchen asking them what they're doing raiding the kitchen. They're eating goddamn whatever. I think it went viral, man. I can find this thing. I'll show it to you. But getting back to this other horse shit I was into here just a moment ago, I would just say that... Because I know I'm limited that way, what I do is I decide, well, what have I got to give? What do I have that I can actually give in a relationship? Oh, I know what I can do. I have money. I can contribute material comfort. I can at least make the family comfortable and happy and try and... Where's the Biden clip, man? That's what I did in my marriage when I realized that I had so much time away from the family, you know. So, here's the other thing that I'm not doing right here, man. Will I have time to do this? I think I do. What the fuck is this?
Hello?
Selena? What are you doing?
Oh, God. I thought you were the president. Hey, listen, are you going to the Snorrespondence dinner tonight?
No, I'm not going, man. I've been there once. It's a bunch of politicians trying to explain politics to Hollywood. It's not worth it.
Exactly. I mean, who wants to see David Gregory crying in the corner all night? Hey, do you want to come and pick me up?
He's up front.
Yellow? Seriously, yellow.
Get in the car.
Anybody looking? Just check for me.
No? Oh, I'm going to remember that. Oh, yeah.
Shh.
Okay.
Whoa. No. Don't touch the desk. Don't touch the desk.
Okay.
Come on, let's get out and get something to eat.
Yeah.
This is good. My granddaughters like the sprinkles.
This is like the sweetest thing you can get in the executive branch.
Hey, guys. What are you doing?
Nothing.
This is it. This is the ice cream.
What's in your mouth?
Carrots?
Hey, don't tell Joe.
Did you guys listen to anything I said about healthy eating? Hand it over. Just hand it over. You guys, come on, let's move.
Okay.
Yay. That's fantastic. Yay. All right, welcome. I got to do what I got to do here. Thank you. That was funny. All right, welcome to the world famous. And as a matter of fact, what we're going to do here is restart our Listen Live line so that we can get this show on the road. I thought that was very cute. Wasn't that funny? Didn't you think? That's very cute, very cute. Okay. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It is time now for said show. Time to rock and roll and like that.